proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you today. The more and more I study the Bible and the places and the people associated with it, I come to realize that people are not much different today in their view of life and property as they were then. As today's archaeologists uncover unique finds, it gives us a glimpse into the personal lives of those who possess these things. One great example of this happened near the modern city of Kiryat Gat in Israel, which is about 40 miles southwest of Jerusalem. It was here that archaeologists discovered a cache of coins and jewelry that were buried in a courtyard and wrapped in a cloth, probably hidden by a rich person. The findings included approximately 140 Roman gold and silver coins that had the images of the emperors Nero, Nerva, and Trajan. These coins are dated from the years 54 to 117 CE, some years before the Bar Kokhba Jewish revolt against the Romans. Israeli archaeologist Sa'ar Ganor suggested that this is probably an emergency cache that was concealed at the time of impending danger by a wealthy woman who wrapped her jewelry and money in a cloth and hid them deep in the ground prior to or during the Bar Kokhba revolt. Now, finds like this are fairly common in the ancient world. Another common way to hide coins, jewelry, and other possessions was to place them in clay lamps and jars. Coins were frequently buried away in these vessels, especially during times of war and instability. Although we do not know the owner of this find near Kiryat Gat, we do know that this person did not come back for their treasure. In this life, it is tempting to hide precious possessions in effort to save them. According to the Bible, we are commanded to do so as it says in Matthew 6, to lay not up for ourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. Instead, we are to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. This is really a reflection of our hearts. The passage of Matthew goes on to say, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." As we talked about this archaeological find in southern Israel, I also wanted to bring a modern story to light that seems to reflect the actions of the person with the coins. Just a few years ago in 2009, a daughter of a woman who lived in Tel Aviv wanted to help her elderly mother by replacing her lumpy and uncomfortable mattress with a new one. So, one day, as a surprise, she got the new mattress and threw away the old one. The goodwill turned into a sour note, though, when the mother was horrified to find her mattress gone. You see, the reason the mattress was so lumpy was because the mother had been stuffing the mattress with American dollars and Israeli shekels over the years for her life savings. The amount that she had in there was estimated to be about $1 million that she had collected over time. The mother did not trust banks and stashed the money away herself, only to lose it in an act of kindness by her daughter. By this time, the mattress had been brought to a landfill where the family searched hopelessly for the old mattress stuffed with the money. Unfortunately, they were unable to find the mother's treasure. She had lost her fortune. Now let's go back to the image of the stash of coins in clay jars. We are reminded of Paul's comment in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, where it reads, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Whether we be like the clay jar or an old mattress, we have something in us that is the greatest treasure. That treasure is the light of the knowledge and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, it is the gospel light which gives us eternal life, this treasure that is placed in us by God when we receive His Son, Jesus." Mark 8:36 reads, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" What treasure are you living for today, my friend? I pray that you will live for the one that is eternal. This is found in none other than Jesus the Messiah, the source of eternal life. And I pray that you are trusting Him today. As we close this program, I invite you to remember to pray for the Jewish people, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and let's have a great new year as we enter in this 2017. I can't believe it's here already, but we praise the Lord for God's sustaining grace and pray that He will keep us through. May God bless you and have a great day.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.